Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Breast cancer stands alone right now in having two major biologic markers that determine systemic therapy, estrogen receptor and HER2 receptor status as measured in the tumor. These factors are primary considerations in the use of neoadjuvant and adjuvant systemic therapy and the management of metastatic disease. I met with Dr. Howard Skip Burris to explore how these critical factors are integrated into clinical decision-making, particularly in the adjuvant setting, and he began by commenting on his overall approach in the adjuvant situation.
When you sit down with a patient, you're going to subset that patient. So you look at pre- or postmenopausal, node positive or not, ER positive or not, and HER2 positive or not. And then the last thing that I write down for the quick cheat sheet is, what did the pathologist tell me about the grade of the tumor? You know, that'll influence me. If he said high grade or low grade, intermediate grade didn't help me, high grade or aggressive gets me sort of rethinking that maybe we caught it early and it was going to be a bad tumor. And only 20% of the patients are HER2 positive. Almost two-thirds are probably ER positive. And, you know, depending on the numbers you get, more than half our patients are node negative. So it's a lot of the patients. I mean, you've probably got almost half the cancer patients we see nowadays have got node negative disease, and you're in that situation of a hormonal therapy is going to provide the majority of the benefit.
And we should mention node negative is because of mammography.
Node negative because
of mammography. If you compare that to 15, 20 years ago.
Correct.
So we're getting earlier diagnosis, more node-negative patients.
Right. Earlier diagnosis.
Smaller tumors.
Smaller tumors, more node-negative. And that's where the smaller tumors, I do take a look. I think that the smaller tumor story is very important, and I have colleagues argue with me about it. But a smaller tumor that, for example, is hormonally negative or is HER2 positive, or the pathologist tells me it's very high grade, you know, I'm thinking better techniques. We found it earlier. 15 years ago when I was on my fellowship, or 20 years ago in a fellowship, that'd have been a bad tumor in six more months. So that being said, to me, the hard part about those adjuvant patients are 80% of their benefit, 70% of their benefit is going to come from their hormonal therapy. So that incremental benefit of adding on chemotherapy should go to who?
And I guess one of the issues there that's only recently become evident, really, I think in the last 2, 3, 4 years, is we're really now getting out on the table that chemotherapy doesn't seem to work as well in ER-positive tumors.
Correct. You know, that's
it works, but not as well.
Right. It works, but not as well.